bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Welcome to the Gamer Club. Gamer Show.
Let's go.
Fight.
Yeah.
Okay. On the British Tech Network.
Fight Club on the British Tech.
Did you listen to the show last week?
What?
Did you listen to the show last week?
We didn't have a show last week.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Did you get the end bit?
Yeah. Right at the end, after the credits. Yeah. I actually tweeted that people should...
What happened at the end?
Conversation that we had before the show about Fight Club and you pulling the waistband off one of your workmates.
Yeah.
Yeah, that went after the credits last week. Awesome. It's good to know that you listen to the show afterwards.
I do. Okay. Someone has to check the quality.
So here we are. I haven't actually bothered to check if we've got any reviews, so we'll maybe do that at the end of the show, just to kind of mix it up a little bit.
No, let's do it now, because that makes us look really professional.
you find it, and me and Sam will discuss the rules of a Fight Club.
Awkward silence while Paul looks it up. Come on.
Okay.
No, there's no need.
First rule of Fight Club is, topless, eyes closed, hands behind your back. and then just run at each other.
Thank God, I thought you were going to say kneeling with your mouth open for a second there.
You need one hand for you to cup.
So this week has saw some news come out about Xbox One.
Has it?
Lo and behold.
Tell us about that news, Paul.
So the first item that we have in our list here, oops, I just moved that thing over there, I'm just going to move it back again. This is this week in Paul's inability to use two screens.
As swish as always.
There's been an unboxing of the Xbox One. The Xbox Live Director of Programming, Larry...
Herb.
Herb? Do you think that's how you pronounce that?
Herb.
So Herb, did an unboxing. What appeared to be over two timpani drums that had bulbs inside them. Did you notice the desk he did? Right. It was like two circles that were like glowing, and then it seemed to... You know, like timpani drums, like big kettle drums. He seemed to be kind of unboxing on top of two kettle drums.
All right.
We'll put the link in the show notes. But,
okay.
So inside the box, you have, of course, the console itself. Or should we do this in order of the unboxing? Oh, Sab's broke his microphone. Oh, it's because it's the wrong way around. It's the wrong way around.
Oh.
Put it back. No. Up the... go round. Stop.
Well, we've already had verbal instructions for his microphone before and it didn't go well.
Wait a minute. I've just realised I'm really, really quiet. There we go. That's better. Yeah, it's
God,
better.
I can hear you now.
No, turn it down.
I think I was getting picked up more on you guys' microphones.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, I think I was. There was a. Apologies.
You have to dub yourself in there.
I think there was a bit of a funny echo there to begin with. Hopefully that's fixed it. Anyway, so Herb unboxed the console. Should we do this in the order that it was unboxed, or should we just do it in the order that I've listed it?
All right. So have you listed it in the way they've?
No.
No. Okay.
So what was it with, like? Kind of socks first, and then top, and then
you put
t-shirt.
Your socks on before you put the rest of your clothes on.
No, I'm taking them off.
Socks.
I'm going through. Have you never played strip poker? It's always socks first.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, shoes, backwards. Actually. I always go shoes first. Oh, I mean, if you want to go socks shoes. Before shoes, then that's fine.
I stopped playing you because you always want to lose.
So, the first thing that struck
just
me...
Just like a biscuit.
Oh, jeez. Jaw 342. First thing that struck me about this was the Xbox One's box is almost identical to the Xbox 360. Not in sense of colours and graphics.
Layout, the way it opens up.
Yeah, the shape. And the whole kind of like the front bit flaps up and then the whole thing folds over. I thought they might have done something a bit new and different.
Why?
I
like boxes.
It was quite a well-designed box. It was very neat and compact, and it utilised the space very well.
But you would assume that things have come on in 7 years.
One thing I've noticed
they haven't. There's only a certain amount you can do with cardboard.
One thing I've noticed from the boxes, like of the PS4 box that they've shown it's going to be packed in, and the Xbox One is, you can tell they're definitely aiming at a different sort of market. Like the Xbox One's a bit more, say, how Apple would sort of display... Would display something on the box.
Right.
Where the PS4 looks more like, I'm a games console.
Oh, right.
Where the Xbox One, I felt like I'm an all-in-one entertainment thing.
Yeah, I'm
actually having Javanese children make me a mahogany display box.
So once you open the box, the first
it's just
thing you.
Their feet.
The first thing he presented with is the Kinect, which...
It's a chunky bugger.
Yeah, it is. It is big. It
doesn't particularly bother me, but it is quite large.
Well, it does bother me because where I plan to put mine, it's going to get right in the way of my like soundbar thing that goes across the front
can
of my telly.
Put it on top of your telly, maybe?
Telly's an LED one. It's about that thick.
I don't know. Unless it's got some sort
blue
of...
blue tack to your wall.
Staple gun.
Yes. Also, in the box, obviously, is the console itself. You've got a controller. If you've bought on day one, you get a special badge that says day one on the controller.
Yeah. Woo!
Mm.
And you get some sort of achievement as well.
You get an
which
achievement.
Which is just like, what's the achievement going to be like?
The achievement is like a clip around the ear hole from all your friends.
Yeah.
Having that little sticker on your controller. That's going to be huge, Chase.
Awesome.
Yes.
The only surprising thing is now is the headsets in it. Because they did say that it wasn't going to come with a headset, and a lot of folk going, but I want a headset. So obviously this is them confirming, we now bundled a headset.
And there was
the actual date on it again?
In November is all I've seen.
Yeah, just they've not actually they've not locked down a date yet. But
I
thought
the 15th stuck in my head for some reason, but I really don't know.
Is that
there's a lot of websites saying the 29th, but it's just I think they're all just placeholders at the moment.
I think they kind of leave it too late in November because parents who are maybe going to buy their offspring one of these items, I don't think they'd wait till the 29th of November. It'd be a bit of a risk on a game console like that. I think they have to do it earlier in November.
Yeah. Sony haven't really said when theirs is out. I wouldn't be surprised if they try and get out before the Xbox.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if they're more than a few weeks apart.
Yeah, and to there's actually been a confirmation around the headset, so just going back to that, there was a concern that the headset would only be with the day release one, and you still had, if you bought your Xbox like a month later,
no.
You would still have to buy the headset separately, but it's been confirmed that that's going to come out at the same time. The other thing that I really like about it is that the volume control and the mute button is actually is the area where you plug it into the controller.
Yeah, so it's just... a stretch of a finger away rather.
It sort of bugged me there. It was like three quarters of the way up the cable before. Or on the wireless one, it was quite good because it was on the earpiece, which is fine. But on the cabled one, it kind of bugged me.
I'd still rather have it on the controller because that's where your hands are anyway.
Totally. Yeah.
Or tongue controlled. That'd be quite good.
There was a games controller.
Like you have to lick the controller
to mute.
Volume up.
I would enjoy that.
And
have it toffee flavoured.
Or different flavours depending on what game you're playing.
It's difficult.
Do you remember the time we were talking about a few shows past where someone had made basically a smell thing for, like whatever you saw in the game you could smell it puff out. That's a feature of the controller and we're now taste whatever you're seeing
so like, when you're playing
I need to change the mute, oh god I'm in the sewage system,
when you're left for dead it's just rancid flesh. apparently a 4K rated or HDMI cable
if you're playing Tiger Woods you're just licking his ass.
Nice.
My taste again.
Oh Tiger.
Oh dear, right, okay. 4K rated HDMI cable, which is interesting.
Are they not all 4K HDMI cables? Is there a difference between the normal HDMI and 4K ones?
Yeah, there's two different types of HDMI cables. There's like version 1 and version 2, and version 2 is 4K capable. Version 1 is not.
It's not something I've ever bothered looking into.
No, I didn't even know there was two versions. I thought HDMI cables, HDMI.
I'm just not an audio visual guy. I'm just not fussed, generally.
Lo and behold, it comes with a power supply. You get a code for a day one digital achievement.
Yeah, they've still got the power brick, which...
Yes.
Which, it would be nice if it didn't have a power brick, it was all external, but the grand scheme of things doesn't matter, it's easily hidden away.
It is. One thing that the guy just kind of brushed over, Herb, kind of brushed over when he was...
Say it properly. Herb.
Herb. I say it too high, you've got a lower...
Herb.
Herb.
No.
Sesame Street way. Herb.
Herbert. The pervert. Much better.
It's coming with a sticker. The Xbox logo's sticker. Which, again, goes back to your point, is a very Apple thing. I don't know... Xbox have never done that before.
No.
And I don't know of any other company other than Apple who gives you stickers of their logo in their packaging.
Frankly, it's a deal breaker. I wasn't wanting it until I saw that. I saw it was a sticker. I've got no interest if Sony doesn't have a sticker.
Well, I really like those stickers, the Apple stickers, because I stick them on my wheelie bin.
Awesome.
On your wheelie bin.
On my wheelie bin, yeah.
Why?
So that I don't get mixed up with neighbours.
So... And just so when the binmen come, they know you're...
Yeah. And when... I mean, if they're just sitting outside your house, how difficult is it? I mean, you're not in a terrace, Paul. They're not getting mixed up anyway.
Well, everybody else's sticker's in their bins. I wanted one.
Right.
Everybody else's sticker is the one... Is the people...
If they threw their wheelie bins off a cliff, Paul, would you go running off too?
No, I like my wheelie bin. Yeah. Somewhere to keep rubbish. But other people...
I heard you were needing a wheelie bin cleaner.
You were so wise.
Yeah, we need a wheelie bin cleaner.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Everybody else in the street has a sticker on it, and it's the contact details of the wheelie bin cleaner people, which we didn't realise until after Kirsty asked about. Anyway, this
you
has got nothing to do with gaming.
Scurry out and creepily hang around other people's bins.
This has got nothing to do with gaming. We're going to push on. So that basically that was the Xbox One unboxing.
That's also Paul's identity theft methods.
Yeah. Was there anything else in the unboxing that either of you? Oh, the on off button was quite cool.
It wasn't as big as I thought it was.
No, yeah. When you actually see someone handling it, it's not as big as I thought.
It's almost the same
size.
So
my girlfriend says as well.
It's pretty much the same size as the current one.
That's why I went with a really tiny girlfriend with teeny hands.
Oh, this has gone down a bad road. So it kind of looks about the same size as the current Xbox, doesn't it?
Yes.
And coincidentally, IGN...
But in the original pictures, I swear it looked a lot bigger.
It did look a lot bigger.
I think it's
proportional, because in the original pictures it was sitting beside the Kinect.
It's bigger than the 360.
Do you think?
Yeah. Hey, well, bigger than the current 360, the small black one's definitely
Yeah, but that's kind of like the middle generation one.
The first generation Xbox, the Xbox Elite you've got there. I would say it's probably a wee bit bigger than that as well. I wouldn't say it's vastly bigger, but it's not too big.
IGN did a thing with the PS4 where they did this video, which I actually clicked on, expecting them to actually be playing stuff on it.
I was waiting to see the menu system and things.
Essentially, they were just holding on to what might as well have been an empty box.
I think it was an empty box. I don't think there was anything in it apart from it. It had a light for the LED sort of thing, which was quite nice, but at the same time...
I didn't like the power and the eject buttons. The power and the eject buttons are sort of hidden in
the groove.
The groove kind of bit. But what they did is they had the PS4 and then they went through all the different iterations of the PlayStation 3 and kind of compared it to size.
The current super slim one's it's awful. It's really cheap and nasty.
Can you tell it to eject?
I'm assuming so.
Possibly.
Doesn't really matter then.
Theoretically, the
Xbox One, it looks like it's just got the one button on the front, which is the Xbox logo, which is touch sensor for on and off. Mm-hmm. And I think the eject button's kind of just where the tray is, just on the side of that, and then on the side you've got the USB 3 and the button for to hook up your wireless controllers and stuff like that. Your sync button.
Yeah, the sync button. The whole game sharing debacle has taken another leap in a direction. So it's been clarified by Xbox how the whole game sharing thing works. Now, it hasn't clarified a few of the questions that I've got around the whole type of selling your game onto like CEX or GameStop in the States or something like that. It hasn't really clarified that, but what it has clarified is how you can give games. So, I this is my understanding of it, having watched the video. I think it was CVG put a video up, or IGN, I can't remember. So anybody can access your digital game library with their gamer tag if they're physically on your Xbox console and then borrow one of your games. You can choose, if you're on your Xbox, to share games with other people's gamer tags, but you've got to choose that. And you can purchase games on any Xbox on the planet as long as you're logged in with your gamer tag. Is that right?
All of that makes sense.
So, just to give a scenario here, if I wanted to loan you Grand Theft Auto 5, Sam, what would have to happen is you'd have to come to my house...
No, going by what you just said, you can either choose to lend it to me, so you can go into your menu system and go, I want to lend that to Sam, and then it heads over to me.
And then it's not available on my console, presumably.
It's not available on your console. Or I can be on your Xbox, logged in, and I can choose
to load that game.
And presumably it'll pop up on your thing, yes, allow him to steal this from me, because otherwise it's a bit sinister. Mm.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what the third version was.
So the third version is around purchases. So if I was at your house and you were showing me a great new game, and I'd be like, yeah, I'd like to buy that.
But you can do that now. You can come to my house, you can log in under you. I mean, it's a bit of a faff logging
out, logging
in again.
Yeah, it takes ages,
But you could do that and buy the thing, and then when you got home, it would start downloading. I mean, it'd start downloading on mine initially.
So that's good. That's all confirmed, but that... that's there's still a huge big open question there for me around how I give my games to CEX or whatever.
Well, if it's a digital game, you won't be able to sell it to CEX.
That's true. That is very true. However, if I've bought a hard copy of Grand Theft Auto 5,
the hard copies, they work just the same way that they do now.
From it's the disc.
The right, digital copies okay. are different from...
So these rules that they've clarified here are all about digital copies.
Yeah.
So that's quite cool, because so Steam doesn't allow that type of thing, does it?
Yes.
Oh, you can do renting on Steam.
No, there was talk about being able to do it, but I'm not aware that it actually happened.
Mm.
PC's actually got really tight on that kind of stuff now, like really tight.
Mm.
But then the games are, depending on where you look, you've cheaper. Got more scope in terms of finding a game for dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cheaper.
Because you can find an A-class, like a AAA class title somewhere. You might know, I'm not necessarily saying Steam. I mean, Steam sometimes do it when they have these sales, but you can find them cheap.
Steam sales are phenomenal, mm-hmm. but apart from that, I wouldn't buy something from Steam, generally.
Yeah. Unless it's just it was an older sale. Game. Yeah.
Well, the only time it's worth it is when there's a Steam sale.
Yeah.
But another cool thing they're doing with it is the gold sort of home sharing thing, where basically... At the moment, say, if you've got a few people who's got its different accounts all on the same Xbox, they each need to buy a gold membership.
Right.
But now if you've got one Xbox in the household and say you've got you and it's Chris has got an account and Morgan's got an account as well, you're the only one that needs a gold account and everyone on that console can share the gold.
See, because we've got the family plan that Microsoft released a few years ago, mm-hmm. where we... I think you effectively pay for like 2.5 subscriptions, but you get 5.
Mm-hmm. They're ending that. Once that's went down, that's gone. But now, you're all using the same it's console, only one needs gold, and you all share the gold.
Right, cool. We all share the gold.
That's good.
But say if you've got 2 Xboxes, then you might need to get 2 golds or something like that. Yeah.
We'll have 3 by the time. Because we already have 2. Well, I suppose that's 2 360s.
But
don't rob me.
As soon as your gamertag goes, the main gold gamertag goes on another Xbox, and everyone can use a gold again.
I'll be tweeting Paul's address.
Grand. Okay. So the next thing, just very quickly to kind of finish off the whole Microsoft stuff, is that Xbox Live Marketplace transactions will move from Microsoft points to real world currencies, apparently in late 2013.
God.
So I would imagine that's just going to coincide with the release of the Xbox One.
I did think it was going to be a good idea, but then I thought, actually, it's not that good because you can usually get, say if a game... For God's sake. Say if you get...
Jammy Dodgers this week.
And?
Mint Clubs.
I am generous.
Say if you get a game that's £15 to buy online, say from mm-hmm. Steam and on the PlayStation Network, and then say that's 15,000 points on the Microsoft Network, which, I don't know, it'll probably work at much the same cash when it's converted, but you can usually get good deals online by buying the cards or the vouchers. And it's good deals by buying the cards and the vouchers for cheaper, so you could probably pick up 15,000 points for like £10. Then use that to get the game. So in essence, you've got the game for £10, £5 cheaper because they're going to real world money. You won't be able to do that anymore.
Yeah.
You're actually paying.
But also, it's annoying having to spend £10 when actually the thing that you wanted was £8.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got like 700 points or whatever, so they're doing nothing.
It's going to be good and bad unless it's someone's exact sort of price you're paying. Getting your card and getting your money's worth.
But I think I'd rather pay real money.
And also, it's a small thing, but what bugs me about that is you having to put in the code for the when you buy like
the vouchers. And
the voucher code. That's what I was trying to look for. The voucher code. Whereas with this, presumably you'll have a credit card saved on your account, and you just have to pop in a passcode or a password or
apparently
something
now,
like that.
Because of the Kinect voucher code, you don't have to enter. You just hold up the card. To connect, and,
that's cool.
And it's obviously got a little symbol, and it reads that and puts it in.
I recently found out you could...
Nice bit of fraud possibleness going on there.
Why is that?
That could be abused a little bit.
Sure. Well, apparently, I just found out, I'm not tested this, it was a friend was telling me, that you apparently can do that with Apple codes as well, using the FaceTime camera on your MacBook or something. You just hold up the iTunes voucher. So apparently it's something that a lot of people do, I just didn't know about it.
Wow.
There's a whole bunch of new stuff happening around holding your debit card up to your camera as well, and it reads the information off it instead of you typing in the 6-digit number. But anyway, sorry, I've drifted off into work speak there for a second. So that's basically all the news I think that's kind of come out in the last couple of weeks around Microsoft and Sony. Nice.
Thank you for not actually clipping that to my nipple.
Your nipple is too big t-shirt. For it to fit.
So there's new BioShock DLC. So this is a new DLC that's going to be released in two parts. They're going to be a tenner each. The first one is just like all the other ones. You play your normal guy. I forget the guy's name. What's the guy's name?
Booker DeWitt.
Booker.
Yeah.
And in the second one, you play Elizabeth. The whole DLC is set in 1958 on New Year's Eve, which is the night on which the revolution began.
Wow. Because it's in Rapture.
Yeah. Mm. That's an important part of it.
Good point. I've never played BioShock, so I don't know.
Okay, for the benefit of Paul, Rapture is the underwatery one from
BioShock 1. And
right,
two.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I did play about halfway through BioShock 1, then I got bored. Yeah.
Bored?
Sorry.
God. I can't actually remember the name of the new place. What's the new one called in the sky?
It's called
Cloud
Columbia.
Something?
Columbia, yeah.
Did it not have Cloud something? Oh, no, that was the other DLC that came out recently. Yeah, yeah, anyway.
The sort of battle arena sort of
where you swizz around on the things. Mm. That looked rubbish.
It's a lot cheaper. It was like £3.50 or something like that.
It was rubbish. Yeah. It was the same as the Dishonored racing
thing. Yeah, their trials thing, whatever it's called. Yeah.
That looked good.
I think it's just for folk who enjoyed the sort of fighting mechanics, and it's maybe for them, it's not aimed at us.
Mm-hmm. Mm, bring more witches.
When you're playing as Liz in the second one, apparently they've changed the mechanic of how you play because they didn't want it just to be essentially playing as Booker in a dress.
I kind of want to play that too, though.
So you have to be you have to be quite stealthy.
Do you want me to come over tonight? We'll just role play that scenario.
Remember the sex Gibbons.
Yep.
I've got the Gestapo uniform.
But apparently there's a button that makes her cry.
And the crop.
There's a button that makes her cry.
Mm.
Oh, I never saw that.
Mm-hmm. The second half of the article is almost entirely talking about her tear function.
That could be a mechanic within the game.
Tear.
Ah, yes.
Did I misread that? Is that my dyslexia kicked in there?
Oh, my God. All right, so... You read it was her actually...
Crying. No, and I thought that was an odd mechanic.
It's tear, not tear.
Well, I have to say, if you read that entire bottom half of that story, but replace the word tear with tear, it actually reads perfectly normally, and you're thinking, oh, she can cry. That's interesting.
Does it not mention, like, different worlds and
things? She can rip things from different universes and bring it into
the world. So she cries...
Like she can in...
I don't think it mentions that, actually.
She... Sits, she throws a tantrum and goes, I want you to doggy!
And the doggy is kind of odd. I don't know, I've not played this game before. So. Okay.
There should be a special move for that in Street Fighter or something. Just make Guile have a total hissy fit. Yeah. And now we go, all right, fine, you can win.
Yeah. He ruined my hair!
Blanca being even bigger.
Blanca is.
Thank
you. I said twice.
Cheese.
But it'd be quite interesting. And the really interesting from it is... Okay. You're done.
Yeah, done now.
Because that's like a whole bleeping section there.
No, I was talking about Richard.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, my dad is a...
Too white lady.
That's okay, surely.
He'll touch you gently.
completely forgotten what I was saying. I think we might have beaten the swear record again.
ID co-founder, John Cormack, apparently...
Hang on, before you nip on, actually. I was going to say, it'd be quite interesting playing as Elizabeth because she, in the first one, essentially comes off as a pacifist.
Mm.
She's not into hurting people at all. Or people or things. Yeah. So
I wonder if it's if there are different universe versions of Booker and Elizabeth. Maybe she's like a different version where she's just, I say, mental,
crazy, mm-hmm. crazy female dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Id or ID?
It's Id, apparently. I think.
Okay. Co-founder John Carmack apparently has joined Oculus. So Carmack, well, not apparently, he did co-found this software company in 1991. He's best known for programming the industry-leading engines behind Commander Keen, which I've never heard of.
No.
Wolfenstein 3D, Doom, Quake, and Rage, which obviously we've all heard of. What was? Have you heard of Commander Keen?
I don't think I have, no.
No? Well, well.
Rage was a bit poor, to be honest.
Yeah, but, but you've got Doom and Quake and Wolfenstein. Yeah,
it was a really nice-looking game, and the way it was a character that's moved about the levels. The AI, I thought I was quite impressed with, and the way they died and rolled about. Like, and he actually felt, compared to like Doom 3, which I hate because the guns were just rubbish, he actually felt like the weapons were really meaty.
Yeah.
But by the end of Rage, it just felt like they kind of went, oh, well, I don't know where we go the plot now.
Oh, I got bored halfway through.
The story's terrible. But it was still quite a fun game.
Yeah. I was quite disappointed because I'd really looked forward to that game.
Anyway, continue.
So, according to a statement by Polygon, Carmack's new position at Oculus will not affect his duties as technical director at id or ID Software. So that's good. But
Oculus Rift,
it's looking interesting.
I was speaking to your brother, like, and he had never heard of it, so I sent him a link, and he's like, buy one of those. But it's just like, hopefully, when it is released, they reckon next year. I'd be surprised if it gets delayed, but there'll be a consumer one hopefully next year. But they reckon about £300. We'll see.
Yeah.
But if they can get working on, say, the Xbox One with the Kinect, I think it'd be really impressive. Because obviously, at the moment, you have to use a controller to move around, but it'd be quite cool because Kinect can pick up your body.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because at the moment, there's been a few people that are playing it. It says, like, obviously, it looks like a game, you're in the game, but it actually feels like you're really in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's actually quite weird when you lift up your hand, you expect to see your hand, or a computer game version of your hand, there's nothing there, obviously, because it doesn't know you're lifting your hand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Kinect could send input to show that you can see your hand and do all that. That could be really impressive. I don't know what sort of games you could do with things like that.
I could see the porn industry using that.
Yeah. I'm sure Red Summer, someone's already making a game, like a porn game. But there was something else, but they reckon they might have to tone down violence in games because they found some of the research they've done is when someone's, say, playing Half-Life 2, and they're speaking to, in the game when you meet, it's Alex Vance, and when she smiles at you, because it feels like you're in there, when she smiles at you, they've seen people kind of just smiling back, go, because it's like it's human nature just to smile back, and they don't even realise they're doing it.
Uh-huh,
so you're right, even more engrossed, so they reckon they're kind of worried that the violence might be, they might need to tone that down or depend on the game or something.
Right, okay.
Because you're a bit more invested because it feels like you're really in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's quite funny.
Was there not a movie they did about that and that people were... It was like you were almost stuck in the game because they were so invested in it. And
Lawnmower Man or something, was it?
It was maybe something like that.
Awful film.
Yeah.
Was it? It wasn't one of the really weird ones.
It probably
like
was.
Wes Craven or something like that.
I don't really watch much horror or anything like that.
Oh, there was one with Jude Law in it as well.
Was it?
Existence, was it?
Existence, yeah.
Not Enemy at the Gates, no.
Existence.
Yeah.
No.
Because like, it had a weird sort of bone gun in that.
Yeah,
as well.
He did.
So that should be interesting. There's no real details out there about what he's actually going to be doing, but presumably they're mainly just
hopefully
looking for his experience.
Hopefully he's getting it working and making it better because he is quite a clever guy. So.
Indeed. Apparently Game Informer have managed to get their hands on a bunch of details about the new Dragon Age Inquisition, and they've made their way online now. This list was huge.
Yeah, I didn't read all of it.
No, we'll put a link in the show notes to the list.
Did anyone read any bit of it?
No, I saw that it was about Dragon Age and didn't bother. Because I actually really didn't like the first two.
No, like, I bought the first one on cheap a few years back, but I didn't really...
It's rubbish?
I don't know if it just wasn't my sort of game, it just didn't work for me. Hopefully the new one, from what I've heard of it, looks like
it does look quite interesting.
Yeah, hopefully this new one's better.
Came out just the same time as Mass Effect.
Yeah.
And Mass Effect pooed all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And
there was a lot of references to Mass Effect in the article, talking about, so for example, they were talking about like multiplayer and they were like,
they've obviously got a little bit of a chip on the shoulder about it.
So some of the things that I kind of pulled out when in scanning over that list was they've added mounts, which have mainly been added due to the fact that this is a massive, massive map split into three countries, and the only way to kind of make it logical for it's just adding a mount.
It just, what I got from the list, it just does sound a bit like Skyrim.
Yeah,
by no means a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, the first one, although there was a big map, you kind of just travel ... yeah. on the map, and yeah. then, oh, you've been raided, and then it'd go into game, and, mm-hmm. and you'd
I'd like to see
a little bit and leave again.
I'd like to see if it was, like, got some co-op in it, so, like, basically, maybe you'd be saying, like, the Elder Scrolls MMO, got no interest in that, but I'd love to see, like, see a co-op.
Actual Skyrim, but with co-op. Like,
yeah, a co-op, say, me, you, Sam, and me, you, Bede, Paul, whoever, all doing co-op in Skyrim would be awesome.
Yeah.
And me,
twice. On the odd occasion that me and Sam choose to go online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we can actually find out how Connect works with Skyrim at some point.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. What? Sorry?
We can actually eventually find out how Connect works with Skyrim.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. So,
here's an interesting one. Just yep. very quick, interesting question. Because this is... Skyrim is the first of, like, the Elder Scrolls series mm-hmm. that's really kind of kicked off and has become huge. I mean, yep. there's been loads.
That's what got me into it.
Oblivion was awesome. Morrowind was not too bad.
I never really played any of
them
before.
Crazy. And I mean, they've been going for years. Mm-hmm. Do you think because the public have invested in it that rather than do another completely different one, which is their kind of standard modus operandi, they'll just do Skyrim 2 and have it kind of as an extension? I really hope not.
No, because I've invested tons of hours in Skyrim. I want a new land to explore now. I want to be somewhere else, and I'm sure that's what they'll do, because it's been their MO so far.
I need congratulations, by the way, because I hit the 350-hour mark on
Skyrim.
Empire.
Oh, Empire. 350 hours.
Ah, dear. The last thing on this article that I noticed, which is actually something that is
really
niggling me.
Sorry, I really hope when you do die, you see your whole life flashing before your eyes. His life just could be him sitting in front of a PC and going, oh, for
oh my God, why did I make that move? I should have taken Libya.
So the last thing that they've said in this is they're working very hard to ensure your saves decisions will carry over to next-gen consoles, which is grand. But something that occurred to me, so Grand Theft Auto V, which I am really looking forward to coming out, comes
still
out
in no, still no news if it's going to be next-gen.
Well, here comes my question. Uh-huh. Well, we've heard a rumour on the inside that it is going to be next-gen, but that aside, it comes out on the 17th of September. Now, I really want it. Mm-hmm. But I also have pre-ordered an Xbox One, which I am obviously probably going to want it on that. So am I going to have to buy that game twice within a month and a half of each other?
Just wait until...
But I don't know if I want to.
I've got pre-ordered for... I've got Grand Theft Auto 5 pre-ordered as well, but I'm kind of going... I'm going to wait close to the time. Hopefully they've announced the Xbox One, but I think I'm going to cancel it anyway and just wait until... I might have to avoid Grand Theft Auto 5 until...
I know, and I don't want to do that because...
And if it all turns out it's not coming next gen... One of her friends is going to have the crap beaten out of him. Listening?
Weak,
are you listening?
I heard he's pretty weak, so he'll be fine.
He looks like Joe Wilkinson, I think. We can take him.
I don't know who that is.
I've no idea. I just nodded.
He's a weird stand-up guy with a beard.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway.
I like that guy. Who's that guy in the portrait over there?
That's Steve Wozniak.
Right,
that's
okay.
His dad.
Your dad from like the 60s with a beard.
So I don't know about that. That's kind of bugging me at the moment.
Yeah.
Just not bother. It's probably not worth it.
It's only Xbox and PlayStation. It's not as if Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out in PC at release. It will come out eventually.
It probably will, and they've been very stupid about it. There was even a petition where people were going, go on the PC.
Mm. But it'll not be on release.
They'll do their usual, like next year it'll come on PC. Yeah. But they might surprise us.
Cool, and finally, in the news section that's dragged on to almost the entire length of the show today...
Well, we haven't really got any other material, so it's
that's
fine.
True. Researchers from Cardiff, Derby and Nottingham Trent Universities are warning of a pathological game addiction in a minority of players.
I saw that, but then
I had to go and play a game because I got bored.
Yeah.
So.
But it's just, I don't get it. It's just like, is this they're telling people, yes, you have to do something about it? Like the same sort of people do something about alcohol, drink.
Yeah.
And, same thing. Alcohol, smoking. It's like,
oh, no.
People get addicted to everything.
No, this is sweet. If it's treated in the same fashion, if it's actually classified as an addiction, then it's a disease. And if it's treated in the same fashion, we can sit home like alcoholics and get paid loads.
Yeah. Alcoholism's not a disease anyway.
Apparently,
no, we're going to leave that.
Oh, but that would
it's
be
not
brilliant.
A disease. I'm sorry, but if it's something anyway. A bit of, you can avoid with a bit of willpower, it's not a disease.
Apparently, the industry body UKIE
just drink less
has talked down the findings, claiming there's no medical diagnosis of game addiction.
Oh, poo.
So basically, they've. This whole report was kind of saying that they should be making games less appealing.
What should we call it?
What? They should be making games less appealing.
So basically, they were saying that, and it was quite clear in all of the statements from these professors in the article, it was quite clear they were making reference to, what was that massive MMORPG a few years ago? The name just completely escaped me. Yes, World of Warcraft.
I'd call it Mario Ria.
So they were clearly making reference to that because they were talking about how, like, special elements, I can't remember the exact words, it was like special elements should not be that difficult to find that you have to spend hours looking for them. And I was like, but that's the game.
Yeah.
You play a game to find it challenging. If you just kind of went, oh, it's just behind that cupboard there.
Right, I'm sorry, but that's not fair because then, like, McDonald's and stuff is not good for you. Yeah. They're going to turn around and go, can you make your food less palatable, please?
Yes.
So fatty, stop going to your...
It's yes. Also not a disease, just eat less.
Yeah. Kind of with you on that one.
Anyway, so what are we looking forward to in the coming months and weeks and days and hours, Sam?
I don't know. What
you put Neverwinter, the MMORPG.
Yeah. Yeah. Neverwinter, actually.
Oh, Neverwinter, sorry. Yes. Neverwinter Nights, is that?
Exactly.
Yeah, although, you should never win.
They're doing an online thing, apparently. You can
smells of sulfur.
Play through it by yourself.
Sorry.
If you wanted to, but you don't have to, you can go through as a group. And I thought it'd be interesting. I really enjoyed Neverwinter.
I think I've still got your copy of Neverwinter.
No. You have actually, yeah.
We're now finished the mint clubs.
Oh,
is there one left? Oh.
I've had two, so someone else can have one. Yeah, really enjoyed it. And really enjoyed, because it's just Baldur's Gate and the Neverwinter. They're all done under, actually it's Dungeon.
Is it the same universe? Or
Dungeon and Dragons rules.
It's Baldur's Gate and Neverwinter the same, set in the same world and universe. Yeah. All right, cool.
I didn't realise that.
Yeah, it's all the same. I actually bought, from Good Old Games this week, Baldur's Gate 2, Shadow of Am, because it had some extra bits on it that I never played in the olden days. So I'm going to try it.
Were they not doing a HD sort of remake of Baldur's
Gate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that.
I'm not actually bothered, because I played it through completely over and over again, so I'm not that fussed. I only got that one because it was dirt cheap and because it had
the original as well.
Stuff that I'd never played on it.
Yeah, this would be something more interesting. Well, not more interesting, something different for you when your life flashed before your eyes.
Cheers. I mean, it could be absolute poo, but hey ho.
Yeah. Cheers.
What did I put again?
Payday 2.
Oh, yeah. That's coming out next week. It looks pretty good, I think. Like a really good sort of heist game. Mm-hmm. Co-op, you and your friends can try and plan to rob a bank or various things, I think. Once you get your gaming PC, we should get on PC and Steam and give that a crack.
That's a nice segue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, just, I went into game. I went into game or some game station. Game station doesn't exist anymore. Game in the Gael in Edinburgh during my lunch hour on Friday. And they had a Black Flag on the shelves. And there was
Assassin's Creed 4.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag. There was no, like, label or anything.
Sorry, Sam.
Do you want me to get you the Jammy Dodgers? There was no label or anything like that.
Missed the bin from 2 feet away.
Nice. You I had
anyway, sorry, continue, but there's a lot of arsing about going on.
This is not our best show.
You see that?
But then, I say that every week.
My precious ears.
There was no pre-order sign anywhere on any of the boxes. And I know it doesn't come out till, like, I think it's November the 1st or something like that. And game had boxes of Black Flag up. Ooh.
With a price
ticket on it. And
didn't say pre-order. Next price
sealed.
No, they weren't. Actually, the boxes were a bit dodgy looking.
Dummies then.
Yeah, no, they were definitely dummies. But I was kind of standing there, and there was a good 5 minutes where I stood there and went, should I just take one up to the till and see if they have them? But then I realised that the embarrassment was too much, so I left.
No, they quite often do things. They like to have a bike.
But they didn't have pre-order on them. I thought that was really odd. Because right next to it was...
You do sometimes miss things.
No. Right next to it was...
Like a guy dressed in a massive pre-order outfit going...
I'm Danny pre-order. The Black Flag pre-order man.
I'm glad you said flag.
Wow, there is a lot of homoerotica flying around this room today. In fact, I think I've just got some in my eye.
Dear. Right, okay, so I couldn't think of a game to talk about because I think we've talked about everything to death recently. A bit of stuff we're looking forward to. But what I did do this week is I ordered myself a gaming... there was just no... I smell that. That's disgusting.
It was right in your face.
I ordered a gaming PC this week, which should arrive during the course of this next upcoming week.
Although, I did give you instructions. Yeah, just go buy like a four-wall render sort of parts, but you know, and then splurge maybe on a graphics card. You bought basically the prices... Each part as pricey as you could find, basically, didn't
I
you?
I didn't go out to do that. You gave me a list, and I bought that list.
I said, have a look at these different lists of different prices and then choose bits of each one. I didn't say, don't get everything from that one list because that's like 15 grand.
Paul has done what I do with Skyrim, which is at a certain point when I'm killing everything and I'm not really paying attention and I'm doing well anyway, I'm just like, well, I'll keep that one because it's the most expensive in the list of stuff that I'm selling. And I just punt everything else regardless of checking anything else. Paul's just gone... Well, those are probably the best ones then. I'll just do that.
Of course, that's what you do in Skyrim. Do you just roam the wilderness, like killing and mugging cat people?
I am a cat person.
Ooh, he's got a bit of skooma.
So,
I did consider getting my character hooked on skooma, but
no, that would be a disease.
It is a disease. So therefore they should give me a house and a dog.
Right, okay.
At the end of the show, can we do a live phone and like have a addiction centre and say we're all addicted to skooma? And then just see what they say.
No.
Okay. We're going to try. Can we put this back on track? Can we just, you know, let's just... We've only got two sections to go.
We tell Lord, him it's cat piss.
No, because Lord has already been in the news once this week. We shouldn't put it in.
Right, okay. And
PC.
For Rome 2, quite looking forward to that. Yeah. I also quite fancy having to go with Skyrim on the PC because a lot of my problems with Skyrim were relating to I didn't like the controls, I found it kind of clunky on the Xbox, I didn't like it, I didn't like the zoom factor. And having to go in Skyrim on your machine months ago now, but I'm quite keen on having a shot of Skyrim on it.
Preferred the mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
What did you say? Paul was around at mine on Friday. What was it that I was having a go at, and you said it looked better on...
Arkham City.
Did he do as usual, or did he just appear at the door? Or
no, I was
naked.
Invited.
Again.
I had a Mac on.
Although he's naked, although he claimed he wasn't, because he painted a bikini on himself.
Yeah. Right, no, Sam.
He had an arseless Mac on.
Sam,
painted on my Tippex.
Sam, what have you been playing this week?
Oh, this is silly. Arkham City.
Well, there you go.
And also a little bit of Empire, just to get me those last 5-6 hours in. Been playing a bit of that, really enjoying it. She's spoken about it before. Probably went more in depth than I will, so it was good.
How far into it now?
Not that much further than just when you asked me when I was
Solomon
online.
Grundy sort of bit.
No. I just kicked Freeza's ass.
I think that's where I stopped at.
Did you?
When you get locked in the room with Freeze, and you have to kind of run around, and you have to like distract him or something, then attack him or something like that.
It was really rubbish because I was like scurrying around, and I'd worked out right. I can electrocute him there, and I can make the magnet get him
here. If you play it, it's one of those boss battles that you really need to play it on the hardest setting because it's much more challenging and more fun on the hardest setting because it takes more hits to beat him, but he learns your moves faster, and then obviously, and he counters everything.
Well, as soon as I did one thing on normal, he stopped it.
Yeah,
but I wasn't allowed to.
He goes
to
even more sort of extreme in the harder settings. I would say it's more fun, but on normal, it's still too easy.
Fair enough. Well, I did all of that, and I got him down to like his last chunk of health, and then I got. And the back computer popped up and went, "This is how you take him down." Cheers, back computer. worked all of that out myself. Chop.
But it's a Batman game. I think it's been the best game that's actually done the collectibles. Like I've never played a game where the
Riddler
they're most fun. But usually it's collectibles. I would really do them for like achievements if I can be arsed. But it's most of the time kind of like, the flags in the first Assassin's Creed drove me with all of them. Can't be bothered with them. But what I love about the collectibles in this is obviously it leads to fighting the Riddler. So you have to find them all. But and obviously in random locations, so you can find them all yourself and solve them. Or you can find a Riddler informant and he'll tell you where some are in a certain area, which I thought that's a really cool way to get them placed on your map rather than saying buying a map. Finding a map, which you did in the first arc. This one, you're actually beating people up for information, which I thought that's awesome.
Makes it quite difficult sometimes to actually be able to not knock the...
Yeah, you have to leave him till last.
Yeah. It's sometimes quite difficult to do that, though.
Adds a bit, just an extra bit of challenge.
The Mad Hatter was, I think, possibly one of my favourite kind of fights so far in the game. I just really enjoyed how surreal everything was and the crazy mask. It was good.
He's in... Apparently, he's going to be one of the main villains in the new game. So you'll have a bigger role in that, I think.
Cool. Chiz, what have you been playing?
I have been playing... Well, I got around to playing a bit more of Aliens. I played about 3 levels and buggered it off back to Love Film. I eventually got down on the planet after fighting on the Sulaco. Is it Sulaco? I can't mind the name of the spaceship in Aliens.
Spaceship.
Yeah. And, God, the game's just crap. It's just... it's just awful. The whole thing seems rushed and badly made. It's not satisfying at all. The AI is awful. Like, the aliens will ignore your teammates and all just kind of run straight at you. And it's just like, and your teammates basically can't kill anything because they're too busy shooting a smart gun at a light bulb. And it's just, and then when I go, like saying your usual sort of token sort of soldier sayings, but awful.
I'm going to kick its ass.
Yeah. Basically, I think it's Randy Pitchford and Gearbox owe everyone an apology for that game. I think they owe apology to the fans. They owe apology to Sega for screwing them over because they had Sega gave them the licensing in Aliens film. It was Gearbox wanted to make it, so Sega went, okay. And then spent about 10 years doing nothing with it. So screwed Sega over. And
we were really excited about that game. We've talked about that game a few times on the show.
And I think TimeGate, who actually sounded like they were the ones that actually made the game, kind of screwed them over because, well, they're now shut down. I think they got screwed over because I think last year they maybe got chucked some code that Gearbox had been arsing about with. They went, right, we want to make the Aliens game. Oh, excellent. You've got until 2 months to do it. I think that's basically what happened. The game feels rushing because I think they realised that they need to get the game out. They didn't have enough time because they've been about doing other things. Making Borderlands, which is good, but they've messed up Aliens and then kind of shafted TimeGate by giving them no time at all to make a proper game.
I totally agree.
Yeah, well, so that was Chizzy's positive review of the week.
And also playing FTL. What's
FTL?
Faster Than Light, which is a little game on Steam, which is quite cool. It's basically 8-bit sort of graphics.
Yep.
And you've got a spaceship, you're flying through space.
It looked really complicated
It does, but it's 1 5-minute playthrough, and you've got the gist of it. And basically, you have to get from one side of the galaxy to the other to take a message, because you're in the middle of a war. And you go through one of your space, you can go to different planets, and basically you have to get fuel to keep going, and you can upgrade your ship by going to various places and getting more crew members to help out in your ship, because you need one to fix stuff when you're in the middle of battles and things like that. And it's really quite a cool little game, I really enjoyed it. I've only unlocked one other spaceship, because you start with one spaceship, if you get so far you unlock another one, so then you can start over again and use the new spaceship. I named mine Deep Penetrator, and with Captain Cook and his assistant in balls.
You know, I'm going to leave that one in because that joke kind of doesn't work unless you leave that in. So apologies to anybody that was just insulted by that, but I think it was required.
Deep penetration, penetrating the galaxy.
Deep.
I've been playing Lego Lord of the Rings, just to, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's awesome.
I really did enjoy it. No, it was in my Mac. So it's one of the few games that are actually in the Mac. One of the few kind of... I don't think it's a AAA title, but that level of style of game that's actually available in the Mac App Store. Really enjoyed it. Quite a cool little game.
Is Bioshock Infinite and its DLCs coming to the Mac at some point soon?
Mm-hmm. I would imagine that'll be in Steam, though. So this is one of the few things that are in the Mac App Store. It's a good little game. same as my review a couple of weeks ago of Lego City Undercover. I mean, it's not very challenging. It's funny. It's entertaining. My daughter loves it. So it's maybe more for that kind of...
It's Lego.
So. Yeah, 7, 8-year-old, you know, 13, 14, maybe up to that age, would find it challenging. It's amusing for people who like these games to play through. There's quite a good few jokes. There's a lot of jokes at Lord of the Rings expense. You know, I can't think of one off the top of my head, but like scenarios of something that's maybe happening in the game, in the film, and you kind of think, oh, wouldn't it be funny if that happened in the background, and that's sort of happening in the background, and it's quite well done like that. Yeah, I'd recommend it. I think it's like 20 quid or something like that in the Mac App Store. I'm sure you can find it cheaper if you're buying it for the Xbox or something like that. But cracking little game, quite challenging, I think, for kids to play or something like that. But yeah, good game. Cool. Well, this podcast and all others in the British Tech Network are sponsored by UK2. They are superb. I just bought a domain name from them this morning. And it couldn't have been easier. Straight over at the British Tech Network, straight over to you, go to the sponsors link, click on UK2, head straight on over there, do a search for the domain name. That's the one you want. Great. Click on buy, pop in the voucher code, which is British Tech Domains, and you get 20% off that domain. And you can then go on and put in British Tech DNS after you've bought it. For get free DNS management, so you can forward that domain to anywhere you like. But I'd recommend keeping it with UK2, or at least keeping kind of some kind of web hosting with UK2. They've got absolutely superb little site builders and things like that for quickly throwing together a WordPress site or a Magento site or something like that. Absolutely superb. I highly recommend them. So that's UK2. They support British Tech, and you should support them. Now, Sam has escaped during that sponsor's read.
I was going to say, you need to pad out the sponsor more.
So Sam's escaped. So we'll start with you. What was your...
I believe he's dropping the kids off at the pool.
Nice. What was your Bargain Basement game this week?
Fusion Frenzy 2.
And how was it?
How
was it Frenzy?
How did that get a sequel? I didn't know what the hell sort of game was playing. I mean, it's just a party game. Obviously, right. It's supposed to be like with four people. And the first little game, it's all series of mini games done in a really... obnoxious future, you're on like a spaceship traveling through space with a awful host going, yeah, it's like a flying game show.
Alright.
And then
okay.
Like, you choose your character, various, and they're like purple, red, or green sort of characters, and all look like manga rejects. and the first game was like basically you had to, it was basically even worse than a QuickTime event, it was just kind of like buttons popped up, and you have to push the buttons in order.
Right.
And the first one to do that, we get a point. Basically, nice. whoever can push, like, say, X, A, or B first gets a point. And I was like, oh, God. So I got that bit. I went, right, I'll do another minigame because that was terrific. And the other minigame was, I don't know what the hell was going on. It was like, we're running about. Well, it's like random green splodges appeared, but if you ran into that, that damaged you. And I think random things got dropped in. And I think you're supposed to pick them up for points, like flashing balls. And I couldn't find my flashing balls, you could punch other characters down and try and get them. And so you have to collect these balls. And it's just, and
sounds
that's
quite
it. That's
violent.
Enough. It's absolutely awful.
Right.
So yeah.
Nice. So yeah. That's Fusion Frenzy 2. Sam, you had Dark Sector. Sorry.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. It was all right. It's about a man who contracts leprosy. And half his body goes manky.
He, like, hires lepers.
Yeah.
Cool.
And...
That was poor. Yeah.
It was really poor.
What would you imagine was in that
contract? Bits will only drop off at my say-so. I don't know. He gets a thing on him because an angry bearded... scientist gets his crazy suit.
Scientist.
Yeah, watch this said. gets his crazy suit spear throwing chap
Cleave.
To stab you. No, the thing at the start's got a spear.
Alright. Yeah.
You have the glaive.
You glaive,
but
yeah.
The thing at the start's got a spear.
Yeah.
And then you run around with a glaive, which is just a giant throwing star. Which
comes
is pretty rubbish, I think, actually.
I think you have to soup it up later.
Mostly shooting people in the face.
Face and neck area.
Yeah. People were quite easy to kill. Giant, big monster things weren't too difficult to kill. But masses of stupid zombie things were irritatingly difficult. I kept getting swarmed in the sewers. It was rubbish. Yeah, it was all right. Okay.
Mm. Was that?
So how many Sam stars does it get?
I think it
one
gets...
One chipmunk and a gibbon.
3.5 splodges of...
Nice. Okay.
Crusty or fresh?
Which would you prefer? I have both.
Right. I don't have a game because you didn't give me one.
No, we didn't.
You didn't? I thought you
he was supposed to give me it and he only gave me it last night or something.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No. Oh, no, you gave me it on Friday
that's
night.
That's this week's.
Oh, right, okay. So I was pre-given this week's one. Yeah. I didn't get one last week, so I didn't play anything.
Yeah, I thought you had one that you'd sussed.
Yeah, we did discuss.
It was this last week, wasn't it? Oops, my headphone just fell out. I think it's left a little bit in my ear as well.
What? Are you holding up?
Grey's Anatomy.
Right, no, that's this week's.
Yeah, is what was last what week's? We
Sorry?
Euro Truck.
Oh, yeah.
Did you never get that?
I already played that.
No, there's a different one.
Was a different version.
It was a new sequel.
I found
to
it.
Nice.
No, that never happened.
All right.
So I've got Grey's Anatomy to the video game to play in the next couple of weeks. You guys, I'll just get your games.
Is that the name of the hospital, or is it just talking about one of the characters' genitalia?
Honestly, it's a book. Honestly, no. That game, I've seen it played, and it's mainly about encouraging other doctors to.
Yeah.
And very, very little about.
Is
fine. Is a fine word.
Is it just? Is it just not a horse simulator?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. You do some stitching at one point.
Just
anal tearing.
Yeah. Seamstressing, not whoring. Seamstressing.
You've got the receipt.
Let's see what he's got.
No, Chase. No.
He read that back for some reason. He's yeah. Back of it.
I have Turning Point. Why do I keep getting these bloody post-apocalyptic games?
You love them.
Turning Point, Fall of Liberty. I think I played a demo of that. It was terrible.
Let's have a look. Which one is it?
Turning Point, Fall of Liberty.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
No.
Tell us all about it, Chase.
Earn your stars and stripes and battle an unstoppable Axis army loaded with advanced post-war weapons. Fight the occupation in New York, Washington, D.C. and London. Use the surroundings with environmental kills, grappling and human shields. We lost World War II, now start a new one. Well, you know, that's always nice. Rubbish at war, I'm having a better one. Didn't go how I thought.
New improved.
Yeah. New improved war. Comes of quicker death.
Now with added badger.
With TNT.
Sam, what did you get?
I got Quake 4. It's a new game that people haven't heard of. And it's about shooting people in
awesome.
The face.
Yep.
I'm actually going to be controversial and go out there and say, I really have never liked any of the Quake games.
Right.
Ever.
That doesn't get you out of playing it.
Yeah. But there we go.
Because it's made, Quake's always been a multiplayer game and you generally suck at sort of those sort of multiplayer games.
Yeah. Awfully.
Cool. So that's basically our show. If you want to contact us, please email us britishtech@gmail.com. You can follow the network. Sorry, it's britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. You can follow the network on Twitter @britishtech. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm @PaulWheatley. You can follow Sam on Twitter @DrNastyFlaps. He did tweet this week.
I did.
It was a new event.
First time in quite some time.
Indeed.
Was it about your infected urethra?
No, because I had that syringe. So it's fine. Thank you, cheers. I did it myself. With a turkey baster.
Rusty compass. I blocked it.
I'd just like to say, for anyone listening, this is the first show that you've listened to. Keep going, because believe it or not, we are actually slightly more professional than this one normally.
No, we're really
not. It's pretty poor. I'm not saying it's good. But it's usually slightly better.
please join our Facebook page. Please like us on Facebook. We're The Gamer Show. There's lots and lots of good engagement on there. Regularly, it's just Chiz and Sam abusing each other verbally.
Yeah, mainly that's it.
Yeah, but it's quite interesting to watch. Our Google Plus page, we'll really try and put more stuff up on there. I know we've been saying that a few episodes now. But we really need to find a way to kind of cross-feed things between the two.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. And finally, please rate us on iTunes. Now, I've finally got the system up, and we've got a new review on iTunes.
Excellent.
It's a 5-star review entitled Veg, and it's from Scatman2232, and his review goes as follows.
Isn't that the bloke that you told me that you met from Craigslist?
that was Scatman2231.
Oh, right, okay.
His review
obviously
goes as follows.
That guy was wanting that name, but he was just one too late.
I prefer lettuce to cabbage. And that's our show. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And we will see you in a couple of weeks. Good night.
Best written review so far. It actually has spelling.